Here and now is newburnnow.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Johnson, and we're here with Robert Caton, running for NC House District 3 for parts of Beaufort, Craven, and Pamlico County. How are you doing today, Robert?
Doing very well.
Most North Carolinians have a lot of concerns that are coming up with the election.
That's true, yes, ma'am. And we will like to speak to them just a moment if we could. One is education, and that's K through 12 as well as the community college system. K through 12 is challenging because of the diversity of the classroom, and the problem is that public school teachers have to face that others do not. Fundamentally, in the public school system, we need to be sure that every student can read. Reading is necessary even in a highly technological age which we live in. When we have students who can read, then they can move forward in all of their academic pursuits. Also, we need to be aware that in the public schools, we need to have some technical training as well, being an electrician, being a plumber, bricklaying. And as we work to graduate individuals from the public school system with the ability to go on to college, to go to community college, or to go in the workforce, they are prepared to face the challenges. Also in public education is the community college system, which I like to refer to as the college of the second chance. For if you didn't do your best in high school, or your job has changed, you can upgrade skills. And if you have lost your job because there is no longer that opportunity, you can retrain and be prepared to enter the workforce again. Community college system in the state of North Carolina is one great valuable asset to preparing people for life and for jobs.
Do you want to talk about military jobs?
Military is important in eastern North Carolina and all of North Carolina. In particular, Cherry Point, which is in this district, we must work today to be sure it's not closed in the future as a base. You don't wait till you have a problem to solve it. You face the problem. So we need to begin now to prepare and to be sure that we keep Cherry Point open, not only for the military, but the civilian employees, along with the reality that as our military personnel come back home, they're going to be facing many challenges. North Carolina must be prepared to help the men and women that have served this country integrate back into society, finding full and complete lives and opportunities which they've been fighting to protect.
All right. Well, we want to thank Robert Caton, and we wish you good luck. So if you want to find out more information about Robert Caton, visit robertcaton-nchouse.com. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the opportunity.
And don't forget to visit newburnnow.com. Thanks, and have a great day.